This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
David G. Hall is with us. Hi, David. How are you doing?
I'm not doing very well, Phil. And I wanted to come on your program and forgive me for jumping.
Well, hold on. Are you at a park or something?
I am. I'm trying to just enjoy the scenery. I'm sorry to jump on your program like this, Phil, but I wanted to tell you that I got some news today.
Yeah?
And I wanted to share it with you, and the only place where I think it's appropriate on a program that I know you give your life, your heart, your soul to your work, and I feel it would be appropriate to share with you on your show.
What's going on?
I went over to the oncologist today. I was talking to Bill Brewster, you know,
The surgeon.
And it's definitely, I've got a brain tumor.
Is it terminal?
Yeah.
You're sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did you get another opinion?
I did. I went down to Scripps. They can't operate on it. And I wanted to join you on your program tonight, Phil, and tell you that I've given you a hard time, and I'm sorry for those things.
David, it's part of the gig, man. I'm stunned.
I want to tell you something else, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
I'm only kidding.
You're kidding about what?
I don't have a brain tumor. I'm just kidding.
What a jackass thing to do.
Well, why can't I do something like that? I'm trying to put a little livelihood in your show.
A little I'm doing the show. What do you mean, I got a brain tumor and I'm only kidding?
I'm just joking. Jesus.
You know, that's like the time you came on the show and said you had tuberculosis. Oh, I'm only joking. Do you realize I could have been arrested for that?
Oh, well, get a load of Perry Mason. You're a lawyer? How do you...
I'll tell you right now that was right after 9/11 and people were afraid, and you come on and you say I got tuberculosis. The FBI could have been on me.
Don't. What do you mean the FBI's gonna... Did they?
Well, no, but...
So that proves you're wrong.
And you come on and say you had anthrax. Remember that?
Yeah. So how come you're falling for it a third time?
Because it was 4 years ago. That's why.
What a schmuck. Hey, I got an inoperable brain tumor.
Okay, so is that why you came on the show, to make me look like a jackball?
No, I wanted to give you some good news, okay?
Well, at this point, the good news would be you really do have a brain tumor.
Well, that's nice talk. Thank you. Well, you know what? I don't think I'll give it to you.
All right, come on. I'm just kidding.
No, I won't.
What a baby.
Well, I mean, you insulted him.
Hey, stay out of this, bud, before I start wading into you and swinging. How did I insult him?
You didn't believe he had a brain tumor.
He said he was kidding, you moron. Call him back. David, I'm sorry, okay?
Sorry about what?
Sorry about saying that I wish you had a brain tumor.
Well, the fact is I really do have a brain tumor.
No, you don't.
No, I really honestly do. I was just...
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You really have a brain tumor?
Yes, and I was trying to make it funny, and I guess I failed.
Are you telling me you really do have a brain tumor? Swear to God.
I swear, Phil. I have an inoperable... It's called a metastasized malignant cyst, and it is in the frontal... I don't know exactly, but it's in what they call a frontal quadrant.
You're not kidding me.
No.
You swear.
I swear it. It's emotional enough for me to have to tell you this. Please don't press me, okay?
Then why did you say I'm only kidding?
I was trying to make it funny. I'm sorry.
It's not funny, man. It's not funny. You brought me into this business.
I know.
Now I don't know what to think.
No, he really does. He's got a brain tumor.
You really have a brain tumor?
Yes.
Do you swear on a Bible?
I swear on the eyes of my children. On the eyes, on their ability to see. I swear on the reproductive organs of my children and their ability to procreate the earth with... I swear on... Phil, I've never been a Christian, but I swear on the Savior himself.
Yeah.
Baba Booey. Now, anyway.
All right, get out of here.
No, wait, I'm going to give it.
Hey, bud, come here for a minute.
You're going to hit me.
No, I'm not. I just noticed something on your chin. 1-800-449-8686. I'm not taking any more phone calls from him.
Well, don't you want to know the news?
What news?
The good news.
What good news?
The FLA dropped the Tampa Bay Rays, and they're not going to play their games no more, and you won't get preempted.
They dropped the Devil Rays?
Yeah, it says here the WFLA don't play the Tampa Devils no more.
So we ain't getting preempted down in Tampa anymore?
Right.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, so that's cool. So that means, now, you know what? You guys can help us out there. What radio stations preempt our shows? If you are listening to the Phil Hendry Show at a local station, many of you listen on the internet, many of you, there's a variety of ways. Here in Los Angeles, we're preempted for Lakers. In Tampa, we were preempted for the Devil Rays. In San Antonio, got preempted for the San Antonio Spurs. We want to find out what stations out there are preempting this show. Actually, we should just go through our affiliate people because they know better. Otherwise, I'm liable to get a bunch of jackballs. Some guy emailed me saying, yeah, the CU games, come on. That's Colorado University. What, basketball? So you can maybe email us with that information. Coming up tonight, Herb Sewell will be talking about the Michael Jackson case. Herb is uniquely qualified, having spent 8 years at the Atascadero Forensic Psychiatric Hospital for those kinds of crimes. So he's going to be on the program. We'll also have Austin Amarca on the show tonight in a listener flashback request, a special visit from Bible Bill Van Boning. And, of course, we'll be looking at our email. And speaking of email, I just want to mention, last night I mentioned the guy called the show, and we screened the call. It didn't get on the air because we had on the R.C. Collins kid, and he was talking about wanting to be in the military. Now, this dude calls up and says, I'm in the Navy, and I want to talk to this kid because he's off base. And I said, really, what branch? And he said, the Navy. And so I, you know, queried him. And I could tell the guy's answers were shaky. He wasn't, you know, he said he was a nuclear engineer. He said that right after I said, well, you know, my brother was on a nuclear sub. So right away, this guy's a nuclear engineer. And I said, yeah, and he was on the barb. He says, and so I said, what boat were you on? And he said, I was on the Cole. I said, well, that sunk out there in Arabia, man, later for you. And I hung up on him. And here come all the emails. The Cole was repaired and is now back in action. Well, you're right. Point is, this dude said he was on a submarine. The Cole wasn't a submarine. Something else. I don't know what it was. It was a destroyer. So anyway, thanks for your emails, but the guy's still a douche. And get out of my face. 1-800-449-8686. So we got a flashback request coming up. Herb Sewell on the Michael Jackson trial. And more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, speaking of requests, we're about to play one. We had a request for Lloyd Bonafide to sing Who Let the Dogs Out because he had sung it once before in our show, and it turns out that he is going to be in our program tonight to finish up his audition for American Idol. And I was emailed earlier that he is going to sing Who Let the Dogs Out. I have on the listener flashback bulletin board here one for Austin Amarca. What?
You've really got to take this call.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mr. Hendry.
Yes.
Mr. Hendry, I heard your program director come on and say that he had a brain tumor, and I want to just tell you that I suffered a very brutal rape about 2 months ago, and I know a trauma...
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I know these kinds of traumas. And I thought it was in very bad taste for him to do that to you, because I know what it's like to go through a life-threatening situation. I was attacked. I was held down with a knife to my throat.
I'm very sorry, ma'am, and it is in bad taste.
I'm only kidding.
Baba Booey.
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
No.
You screened the call.
She said she got a knife to her throat.
Really? And because she said that, it means it's true? Dear Phil, the guys on the night shift here at the Shaftesbury Barracks, Vermont State Police, listen to your show. I listen every night. When it's really good, I stop cars only during your commercial breaks. For that reason, please don't mention my name over the air. His name is Officer... I don't know. I remember one caller who was trying to yell at the gas station owner, but he kept on talking to his employee over a walkie-talkie. If you do play this bit, can you give a shout-out to the Vermont State Police? Keep up the good work, Officer Flurfman. Okay, dude, to the cats at the Shaftesbury Barracks, Vermont State Police. God, that must be a lonely gig. Yeah, I'm up here at the Shaftesbury Barracks. Yeah, where's that? Vermont? I mean, what's... Anyway... Here he is, Austin Amarca, who was working at the gas station. He just got a brand new walkie-talkie, and he's yapping to his friend.
I just wanted to mention that when you get a license to run a gas station or any other business in America, you're agreeing to give service to the public at large. And
yes, sir.
This gentleman is not willing to do that, and that is discrimination.
And no, I sell to everybody that insists on buying my product.
Well, they shouldn't have to insist, should they?
I don't know. I don't know what the law says. The law doesn't say, you know, the law says I have to sell to people who want the product.
But if you're not willing to service the community at large, then that is discrimination.
Does not have a speech impediment.
And,
Are you a, but a Korean vet already has the hose in his hand.
But anyway, that was my point. That,
well,
when you get that license, you're willing to serve the people at large. And
you,
it's not only old people who commit manslaughter. Young people do it,
that's
too.
That's right. I also look at young people. You didn't hear me. I guess I don't know when you tuned in. Can I ask you a question?
That sounds like you wear a bow tie.
My partner is loud. He says you sound like the kind of guy that wears a bow tie.
Actually, I do not. I'm retired.
You are retired?
My bow tie days are over.
Okay. And are you over the age of 60?
No.
Wow, well, good for you.
What about,
And I do have a physical impediment, and I drive a truck very carefully. I don't have any problems driving.
Got a problem.
And I've never had anyone deny me gas. I'm a respectable citizen, and I think that you should have discrimination charges brought against you. That's all I want
to
say. Goodbye.
Like Wally Cox. Is this Wally Cox? Okay, he hung up.
Will you forget it?
You got a greasy toupee.
No, he doesn't. Hold on. Let me call you first.
Hello?
I think he's got a greasy toupee.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What are you guys doing? He's standing in the next room from you.
Well, we bought these really nice cell phones. I just want
to kind of take pictures.
Yeah, they take pictures.
Hello?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, did you see that guy with a...
Get out of here! Hello? Lloyd, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Is that son of a bee there? Because...
If you're talking about me, yeah.
You stopped me from filling my Winnebago when my wife and I are going to Portland. And my friend, you'll be wearing my Winnebago. You'll be wearing it as a pair of slacks. Good night.
Hello? Yeah, did you hear that guy? I just had on the air.
Yeah, sound like a real turd.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.
So you bought these brand new cell phones. You're just using them back and forth even though you guys are 3 feet apart.
Yeah.
Hey, boss, can I have a Slim Jim?
Call me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, can I get a Slim Jim?
Sure, I'll bring one over.
Thank you.
All right. Get a Slim Jim.
I mean, goodbye.
Goodbye.
What are you going to do, bring him a Slim Jim in from the cash register?
Yeah, we got a few here, and I got some of those. You ever try this this kind of Harley Davidson breath freshener? It's really...
Yeah, that's fine. There it is. Austin Amarca. I hadn't heard that one a lot. I'm sure these cats are calling each other on their cell phones. The brand new cell. You got the ones that take the pictures? Far out. 1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell will be coming up on the Phil Hendry Show momentarily with the Michael Jackson report. Mr. Sewell, having spent time in the nut bin, will be talking with us about these. That guy he's psycho. There's no doubt about it. And we're also going to have Lloyd Bonafide on to finish an audition for American Idol. he's really a charming old guy who wants to be on American Idol. He came on, and what was the song that he originally sang, but I can't remember it.
I think it's Say You, Say Me.
Or something like that, yeah. He's going to be doing Who Let the Dogs Out, and we'll be hearing that. Now, my daughter, just so you know, we did a bit earlier having to do with magic tricks, and it was inspired by my daughter coming home from a birthday party she went to this past weekend, and she said to me, "It sucked." And I said, "Well, now, where did you go?"
She said, "We went to the Magic Castle."
Magic Castle's this magic club over here in Hollywood. And it's really kind of a cool, I like it. I mean, and I was talking to Harry about it. It's really kind of fun. And there's also kind of a Chinese or Japanese restaurant just above it. You can go up and look at the lights of the city, have yourself some Japanese food or, you know, sushi or whatever. And then you go down to the Magic Castle. You got to have an invite. It's a private club, so you need to have a member call ahead or otherwise get you in there. And Catherine went over there for a birthday party. And I said, "How was it, honey?" She says, "It sucked."
"It sucked?"
"Yeah. The man's tricks were really stupid."
And I thought, well, you dirty... No, I didn't say anything. I thought, you know... See, I've been away from the house for a couple of months, as you guys know, so now I'm getting reinvested with the kids a little bit, and I'm hearing their tales of woe. And the worst news that I've gotten over the last 2 months is she went to a birthday party at the Magic Castle, and it sucked. And on top... And then my sons did the road trip up here, up there to San Francisco to see Nobu... Get a load of this. The guy composes music for the Final Fantasy video game, Nobuo Uematsu, I think is his name. So the kids are totally into this guy. They get in the car, and they did their first big road trip. Three guys, seniors in high school, they drove up there. And come, I told him, man, I said, "You go down Interstate 5 in the middle of California, you go down I-5, watch it."
"Well, what are you talking about?"
"I'll tell you what I'm talking about, because the CHP's flying over top."
"Well, everybody does about 150 miles an hour. And
I'm telling you, dude, don't do it. Because they got helicopters overhead. And,
you're paranoid about the black
helicopters." They ain't black helicopters. They're CHP helicopters. They're flying over the I-5. They look down. They see the cars they want to pull over. They radio ahead to a, you know, to a cruiser. The cruiser will pull you over. So he's driving home. Now, what does he do? This is my son. This is his thinking. He gets in behind a CHP that's going 86. So he figures he'll go 86. How could the cop possibly? This is the way he thinks. This is the same son who said to me, "How do you know we landed on the moon? Why doesn't Neil Armstrong swear to it on a Bible?" I said, "Dude, it ain't Neil Armstrong's job to prove it." He goes, "All he has to do is swear on the Bible. He won't do it." Anyway, now his thinking is, the CHP is going 86, so he swings in behind the CHP, and he's doing 86. So then the cop, I think, slowed down to 70, which my son figured was well within the speed limit. I think I-5 is around 70, 75, the speed limit. So the cop finally pulls him over today as they're coming back from San Francisco. And the cop, all he did was got out of his car, walks up to the window and goes, "Just because I'm going fast doesn't mean you can too. Now stop it." And he gets back in his car and splits. So I said to my wife, "Didn't get a ticket out of it, man," which is more than I can say for the eldest son who got nailed up there. And I told you the whole story about that. One of these days, these guys are going to wind up in a body bag, man. I told him, man, I said, "Don't go fast on it. I don't care if everybody else is doing it. I don't care if mom does it." Because we went up to Sacramento and she's doing 186,000 miles an hour and everybody's holding on for dear life. My wife's the kind of woman who does 95 while she's chewing on, you know, while she's having herself a candy bar. She's got one hand on the wheel, one hand on a Snickers, and doing... So anyway, Melanie called me, and she says her and her husband are going to Hawaii. Meanwhile, the car is airborne off of these jumps and these hills and everything. Everyone in the car is just hanging on with the eyeballs bugged out of their heads. And there's Maria just... "Yeah, so you guys, what do you guys want to have for dinner tonight? Want to stop at Carl's Jr.?" The car is like getting air. I was coming back from Sacramento. That I-5, people don't think there's a speed limit on it. Through the central part of California, the San Joaquin Valley, man, they don't think there's a speed limit. This dude's doing 150. And I'm telling you, this California Highway Patrol has got those choppers over there, and they'll nail you, man. They will cut you. To watch it.
1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell and Lloyd Bonafide and Bible Bill Van Boning. Coming up on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hello, this is Walter Cronkite, reporting from Chuck E. Cheese. I'm talking about Dan Rather and Dan Rather's retirement from CBS News. I'm Walter Cronkite, reporting. Dan Rather was a very good friend of mine. I like to consider him still a very good friend. I don't want to speak for Dan, but I like to think of myself as someone that Dan can confide in, a man that Dan can tell his innermost thoughts to, without fear of having them exposed to the public. And I think that's good for Dan, because queers need friends.
Brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All right, so this old joke brought to you by the Jesus Christ Church of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. All right, 1-800-449-8686. And that's going to be a new show, you know, that This Old House Show. How about This Old Joke? Now, we have Herb, not Herb yet, but do we have Lloyd Bonafide? Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
Can
I just jump in with a comment, if I could, Mr. Henry? I think Walter Cronkite is now there was a newsman.
He was good.
And the fact that Dan Rather is retiring from CBS News after the vilification of President Bush.
You think he actively tried to undermine President Bush?
Oh, come on. You could see that coming a mile away. You could see that coming a mile away. I'm a Korean War veteran, and nobody but nobody tries to chump me. And Dan Rather tried to chump me during the whole, and the National Guard and the whole GD thing.
Well, I know you're getting upset. I know you wanted to come on here and sing the Baja Men. How did you pick that song?
I love that song. What do you mean, how did I pick it?
It's a favorite of yours?
Oh, Jesus H. Yes, I love it. It to me, it says it all. It has an element of violence in it. And so I want to sing that, but I just want to make my point about Dan Rather. I think that what sucked Dan Rather was the fact that he couldn't help himself. He was a born turd.
Okay. Let's just get to the song, all right?
All right, this is called Who Let... Are you rolling tape?
Yeah, you're rolling tape for this, bud, and I'm going to send it over to Fox.
Yeah, Mr. Bonfire, I'm doing it.
Is that the young disabled man?
Yes, that's Bud.
Okay, thank you very much, Bud.
My name's Bud.
Bud.
All right, this is Who Let the Dogs Out. Go ahead, Mr. Bonafide, whenever you want.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm just dancing around. I'm moving around. When the party was nice, the party was... hold on, I just belched. I don't want that on the tape.
All right. Roll it back.
Rolling back.
How you been?
I'm doing very good. Gladys and I are going to go up and see Susan next week.
Up in Portland?
Yeah, she's... her and the guy she married are having an anniversary, so...
You don't like her, your son-in-law, do you?
No, I do not. No, sir, I do not.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
You're dancing around?
Yeah, I'm moving back and forth. Okay, here we go. And when the party was nice, the party was jumping, and everybody having a ball, ha-ho. I tell the fellas start the name calling, and the girls report to the call. The poor dog showed on who let the dogs out, bark,
bark, bark, or who let the...
Whoa, 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 man.
What?
What do you mean, bark, bark?
Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. Don't ever get between a dog and his meat. I'm singing this song...
No, it's not bark, it's woof, you know, woof, woof.
The sheet that I'm looking at says bark like a... It says bark.
Bark like a dog.
You raising your voice to me?
No, sir. You're supposed to bark like a dog.
Well, that's how a dog barks.
By saying the word bark.
Yes. Now, if I could continue... Now you got me so peeled.
Go ahead, dude.
What's he doing?
He's dancing.
What did the retard say?
Nothing. Just continue.
When the party was nice, the party was jumping, everybody was having a ball. I tell the fellas start the name calling, and the girls report to the call. Who let the dogs out? Bark, bark, bark. Who let the dogs out? Bark, 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 bark. Who let the GD... forget it.
What's the matter?
I slipped. You know, I'm just too anxious.
Well, just put that energy into the song.
All right, when the party was starting and the GD party was going, I told the GD guys to get the sluts over here. Who let the sluts out? Woo! Woo, woo!
All right, that's it, man.
No, I want to do it.
You're not going to... Nobody's putting you on American Idol with Who Let the Sluts Out.
Oh, so you're telling a war veteran, huh, what to say and what he can't say, huh?
Yeah, man, I'm just telling you. They ain't going to...
I'm doing it my way. Who let the whores out?
Okay. He's all mad because I'm telling him how to do the song. And he's also mad about Dan Rather. He don't dig Dan Rather.
Yeah, Dan Rather is a turd. He's a steaming pile.
Well, you know what happened to Dan Rather, bud? What happened to Dan Rather is he got caught in the tight squeeze of the internet.
Yeah? How do you figure?
Well, I'll tell you. You see, bud, the internet is now the primary source of news, along with comedy shows for most people, believe it or not. And people get their information there. And Dan Rather, in order to try to compete, went after some bullcrap story. Now...
Yeah, but Matt Drudge does it all the time.
Yeah, Matt can do it, because it doesn't matter if Matt's right or wrong. He just moves on to the next story. Matt just puts everything out there. But when you build up your credentials as a credible reporter, as Dan Rather did, and then you run with some bogus story like that National Guard thing, things happen, dude. Bad things. You know, bud, Dan Rather at one time might have been somebody.
Yeah?
Yes. He might have been a guy who... Well, he might have been the replacement to Walter Cronkite. He might have been a guy who could have scaled the heights, done it all. Instead, he leaves CBS just a small little rabbit turd being rolled out of a cat box. Dan Rather started out in Texas, Houston, Texas, as a local television reporter. By his early 30s, he had graduated to National News, CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. His reports from Vietnam, legendary. Rather's floor reporting at the political conventions. Certainly one stands to mind was when Rather was punched in the stomach by the sergeant-at-arms at the Republican National Convention in 1972. And through it all, he was aggressive, bud. And then one day he was having coffee and somebody slipped him some... papers in a bag, and he went and he ran with it, and he reported it. And now, Dan Rather, like all small turds, is being flushed. Flushed after a very illustrious career, cut short by Poontang. 1-800, I don't know whether that was the cause or not, but it's a good way to go out.
It's probably a woman.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I'm going to get Herb Sewell on the line here from Santa Maria about the Michael Jackson. What do you want, bud?
I got a way to introduce him. I want to play it for you.
Introduce who?
Herb. He's going to be the regular reporter, right?
Yeah, from the Michael Jackson trial.
I got a thing. Listen to this. Good. You say, here comes Herb Sewell.
All right, here comes Herb Sewell.
Scumbag!
Oh, that's real nice.
What?
Scumbag!
Yeah, that's good. Here comes Herb Sewell, a bona fide scumbag!
That's just because you want to play with a freaking echo. Herb, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Phil. I think that's probably a very fitting introduction for me, considering my background.
Well, he's trying to be funny. I don't think it's funny. You're up in Santa Maria, right?
I am in Santa Maria, California, yes. And the Michael Jackson trial has taken a bit of a turn. Michael Jackson's chief accuser, a 14-year-old boy whose brother... It was allegedly, and you need to underline the word allegedly, molested by Michael Jackson. The lawyer got the boy to admit that he'd been lying about a couple of...
Well, it wasn't a very significant lie, though, was it? I mean, the kid said, well, in another case he lied?
In another case, yes. But it does bring into question the credibility of the accuser, Michael Jackson. And right now, Michael Jackson's looking the long stretch because he went out and tried to catch himself a 12-year-old. Now,
can I interrupt you, Herb, for a minute?
Certainly.
I'm a little uncomfortable with that he went out and tried to catch himself a 12-year-old.
Well, I'm simply saying that. Forgive me, I slip into some bad habits there. I'm simply saying that Michael Jackson's accused of molesting a 13-year-old cancer survivor, giving him alcohol and inspiring to hold the boy's family captive. So it was definitely a party gone wrong, as they say.
All right, now I got to give people a little bit of background on you, Herb. You did 8 years. At the Atascadero Psychiatric Forensic Hospital. It's a hospital for the criminally insane, is that correct?
That is correct, yes. And I was there for felonious assault, sexual assault of a child, sexual assault of a minor, child endangerment. I was there for every one of those crimes, yes. And it
went through electroshock and insulin shock?
Oh, my God, yes. All of that, yes. And I was released in May of 2000. I was at a state halfway house, and this is what Michael Jackson, if he is becomes a guest of the state of California, is going to be up against. And I can tell you, it's...
What will it be like? He's not going to go to where you're going, is he?
In all likelihood, no. Michael Jackson would go to a jail, minimum to medium security, I'm sure. And it would be there that he would serve his incarceration. You need to understand the difference between myself and Michael Jackson. I was a serial offender. I was and am sociopathic in that sense. You know,
what keeps you from committing these acts again?
Well, thanks to the work that I did in therapy and the rounds, four or five rounds, actually, of electroshock, I can tell you that I've been able to put all of those urges in the box. So it's not really anything that I can tell you. As much as I enjoyed the staff and working as a patient trustee for Dr. Emery and some of the other members of the staff at Atascadero, as much as I enjoyed that work, you know, I don't want to go back there, I can tell you that. So Michael Jackson...
So Michael Jackson's not going to go to a, forgive my use of the term, a nut house.
No, it is a nut house. No, it's a entirely appropriate term, Phil. It is a nut house.
But the Atascadero where you were are serious, violent offenders.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, absolutely. No, Michael Jackson would not go there.
And you were up there. Now, you committed violence as well as sexual crimes.
Yes, I did. Yes, that is correct.
Violence against children?
Yes, that is true.
And women?
And women, yes. I never murdered. I never murdered. There are people at Atascadero who went a little far, you know. I never did.
You mentioned a friend of yours, Walter Belhaven.
Oh God, well yes, Walter. Walter was a case study. Walter probably the doctors theorized in Walter's case that he'd been killing since he was 10 years of age.
You're kidding?
No, I'm not. That was a theory.
Did they
police can't prove that?
No, no. Walter was eventually put away for the murder, I think, of 16 children.
He killed his victims?
Yes, he did.
And you call this man your friend?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Why?
Well, Phil, I can give you the short answer. It's because no one else will be friends with people like Walter and I. We're both freaks. We're monsters. I fully admit that. And so we do what freaks do. We colonize. We segregate ourselves and draw ourselves to each other. So, without question, Walter's a monster and will never be released. But he was a murderer.
If he were ever mistakenly paroled, how soon before he would kill again?
Oh, within hours.
Within hours?
Within hours of his release, yes.
Within hours of his release, he would kill again?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, without question.
So Michael Jackson is nothing like that?
Oh, no, no. Michael Jackson is what we used to call easy. We used to call Michael Jackson the kind of guy he is, an apprentice. You know, he's an amateur. He's, I don't mean that in any way to say that I going to run a school for these kinds of guys. But he's definitely small potatoes. From what I'm reading and hearing and from what I've seen of the trial so far, Michael Jackson definitely.
Do you think he's guilty?
Oh, God, yes, he's guilty.
You think he is?
Oh, yes, yes, I can spot him. There's one thing I know how to do. If there's one thing I can do in this world, Phil, I can spot, shall I say, another member of the club. You know, and Michael Jackson's as guilty as sin. I don't know how many other children he's done this to, but I can tell you that there's no doubt in my mind. You know, he's going to be I think he'll probably be a guest at Lawn Park facility very, very soon.
All right, I got to take a break here. Herb Sewell with me on the Michael Jackson trial, and Herb himself spent time incarcerated for these crimes. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, I want to ask something. Herb Sewell with me talking about Michael Jackson. And, by the way, where are you?
I'm at Neverland Ranch.
You're at Neverland Ranch?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. There's a merry-go-round going in the background. There's all kinds of... Just because Michael Jackson got you thought it was closed?
Yeah, the man's on trial for his freedom.
Well, no, but the Neverland is still going. It's like an amusement park, Phil. It's like an amusement park. I mean, just because he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar doesn't mean that business keeps going. But
Neverland Ranch. What are you doing there with the kind of background you have?
I'm simply here. I'm researching. No, please don't think I'm not going to go there. No, I stung once, twice shy. Only I wasn't stung. I was electroshocked.
Okay, we'll be right back.